This is a podcast from creativeradio.com. What should I put in my podcast? The first thing you should think about is, who is your listener? What kind of content do they want? This means you need to create a profile of your listener. Who he or she is. What are their interests? What kind of life do they lead? Are they married? Have children? And so on. Now you know who might listen, you can define the content. And you need to think about how you can deliver it. Podcasting thrives on regular episodic delivery, so you need to create regular episodes. If you're a small-scale operation, maybe you need to record a half dozen shows at a time. Maybe you force yourself to get up an hour earlier every day. Bigger organisations need to commit time and resources and money to a podcasting project. You need to stick with it. You could probably define about 80% of the podcasts published online as a six-month burst of enthusiasm that just drifted away to nothing. You need to be able to structure and write and produce incredible amounts of material. As a full-time radio producer, every day I had to find 3 hours of material. I had a team to help and a show host, but still found it a challenge to come up with good ideas every single day. You can look at trends, see what other podcasters are doing. The bottom line is that you should only make content about stuff that you're interested in and have a passion for. And if you're a bigger operation with an established brand, then by all means do something different on a podcast, but I wouldn't stray too far away from your brand. We've reached the Wild West frontier in podcasting, and there will be winners and losers in the battle for an audience and monetization. But it's a pretty even playing field, so anything can happen. How exciting. This has been a podcast from creativeradio.com. Find out more about media training at creativeradio.com. Thanks for listening.